Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mary Allen, and I live in Antrim, New Hampshire. And as you might know, a proposed 30-megawatt wind facility from my hometown was the first wind project denied by the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee. I appear before you today not to testify about the Antrim project, but rather to urge you to support House Bill 580, and further to urge you to consider to expand the scope of this bill beyond what I see as being a somewhat narrow focus on a comprehensive energy plan for the state. The townspeople of Antrim spent almost 4 years wrestling with the myriad of issues raised when a wind developer comes to town. We've learned much in the process, and I would like to ask you to consider the following 3 points. First, state and regional impacts. New Hampshire is relying more heavily now on tourism, recreation, and the in-migration of retirees to the state as generators of economic activity and potential revenue sources. Any comprehensive study of energy development must discover what impacts, either good or bad, tall wind turbines and transmission lines will have on that economic activity. There needs to be a review mechanism for such projects at both the regional and state levels. In Antrim, we were surprised during the SEC process that actually 14 towns in southwestern New Hampshire would have views of the 492-foot towers that were proposed, but only the 7 towns directly abutting Antrim have been notified under the current regulations. Economic development and review by a regional planning commission should be required, and that review needs to include an impact analysis done by a state agency. Second, the use of payment in lieu of taxes agreements between towns and developers needs further study and refinement. As we learned in Antrim, there are some unexpected and unanticipated consequences when using a pilot. When we heard that a wind energy developer would be making $337,500 payments to the town instead of taxes and increasing that amount by 2.5% over the next 20 years, it sounded like a good deal. But towns are part of larger taxing entities like counties and, in our case, a cooperative school district. And when there is a shared tax burden, the New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration uses equalized valuation to fairly distribute that tax burden within the county or the school district. What we learned in Antrim is that $337,000 payment would not even cover the additional taxes that would be due to the county and the school district during the first year of the project's life. In fact, Antrim taxpayers would need to make up the difference. And it was estimated that that would cost more than $200,000 in the first year. The town would not breach the break-even point to 2027. The town of Leominster uses ad valorem taxation for its wind project, and selectmen there report that the increased payments to Sullivan County and to the Goshen-Leominster School have almost erased what the taxpayers there anticipated as being the benefits. And recently in Coos County, county commissioners were surprised to learn that their pilot agreement with Granite Reliable Wind Project was coming up short in funds. That wind facility was not able to deliver its full capacity to the grid while needed transmission upgrades were planned. And it appears that the wording of the pilot cuts into the annual payments when that situation occurs. Returning to Antrim's situation for a moment, the potential wind developer has filed a legal challenge to DRA's methodology for computing the taxes for renewable energy pilots. That action, which was filed July 6, 2012, in Merrimack County Superior Court, is still pending, and it might be helpful to the committee to read that case for a fuller understanding of the facts. While I personally support ad valorem taxation for renewable energy, whatever tax methods are used, no town should ever find themselves in a position where it must support a private energy producer with taxpayers' money. Point three, whenever a wind energy facility is proposed, local property owners are worried about the potential impacts on their home's value. Unfortunately, there seems to be very little relevant data available in New Hampshire on either property sale impacts or requests for property tax abatements. The moratorium proposed will allow time for collecting that data, but there has to be a systematic method for analyzing the data. and it may be necessary to review studies from other states in the Northeast where ridgetop wind projects have been in operation for longer periods of time. Please consider how the property value data would be collected and how it would be reviewed during the moratorium and following it. And if I could be permitted a closing point, understanding the balance between the need for renewable energy and its hidden costs is what is really at play here in New Hampshire right now. This proposed moratorium gives us time, but further study, an in-depth study, is needed during the moratorium, where we will not have the information that is truly important to our towns, our citizens, and our states. Thank you.
Thank you very much.